Well, good morning, Harvest family. Boy, if you're glad to see, you're glad you're here, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if you're out in the foyer, come on in and join us. Make sure we take a little time in our fellowship time a little later this morning. We got folks visiting from Washington State and from Oregon. We got some others visiting coming up from Tucson, originally from Oregon, and a few other folks that are return visitors. We're so glad you're here this morning. And we, our goal is when you leave today, if you're visiting with us, is to really in your heart mind know this has to be the friendliest church we have ever visited. And that's because we are a friendly church. It's not just for show on Sundays, but it's every day of the week as you see our people in public or here at church. Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Brother Sam's going to come and open up with our choir. Looking forward to the service today. And remember, join me. Do your best. Put away the cares, concerns of the world. I know it's beautiful outside, but we have come to worship. So let's joy one another. Let's joy everything in the Lord and see what the Lord has for us this morning. And that's so good to have Brother Draper back. Those of you who are visiting with us, I don't always have a table with gadgets on it, but I do. We once in a while use props. And last week we were talking about today, continuing about how's your connection, and we talked about what our power source was. We use Energizer Bunny as an example. Speaking of which, you know, the Bible says he loves a cheerful giver, but I believe he'll also take it from a grouch. So I'm going to try to help you to be a cheerful giver. Did you hear the Energizer Bunny got arrested and stood before the judge in Maricopa County? He was charged with battery. Now we're all cheerful givers. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's blessings upon the offering. Brother Wayne, would you please pray for us? those of you visiting with us, this is a time where we come together for prayer before the service, before the preaching. And as these men pray for me and pray for our church, I pray for them and pray for our church family and ask God to do something special in and through our lives. Amen. Let's go ahead and look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's blessings upon the reading of His Word, the service, and one another. Father, as we come before Thy throne this morning, we boldly come to Thee, Father, with the right of way that You've given us to come boldly before Thy throne. And Father, we ask Your blessings upon the men of our church here at Harvest Baptist Church, those men that are visiting with us, those families that are relocating and visiting the area looking for a new church home, that You give them guidance and direction and peace. Father, I pray that You be with our men, that You put a hedge about them, Father, protect them from sin, protect them from physical harm and distress. Help them to be the men that You would have them to be, the spiritual leaders in their home, the spiritual leaders in their church and among their church family and in their community. Use them to make an impact and a difference in the world today that is screaming out for they know not what they need or want. Father, help us to be that shining example. Be with our ladies in the church, Lord, who's been so faithful and encouraging not only to me and Michelle, but to these men and other men and families among the church. Oh, so much of the little things they do without behind the scenes with no recognition nor desire to have it, just to be a blessing, Father. We thank You for them. We ask that You continue to bless and encourage them. Bless our church family, Father. Help us as we continue to work together and to unite in unity, Father, as we serve one another and we serve You together in this community. And now, Father, we ask Your blessings upon the reading of the Word that will come in just a few moments. Lord, that the power of the Word of God, Father, as You promised, will not return void. And Father, I pray that You would use the message today. Use me, the messenger, Father, to be obedient unto You. And Father, may the words fall on hearts and ears, Lord, listening ears that would desire to apply it to their lives, that would encourage them, challenge them, strengthen them, Father, and maybe, if needed, convict. But Father, most of all, help us to be grateful. Help us to be obedient. And Father, help us to joyfully serve one another as we serve You. For we ask these things in Christ's name with thanksgiving. Amen. Before our special music, the husband family comes and sings for us, let's go ahead and look at our text and read our scripture, Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 14, and we'll pick up with point number 2 and number 3. For the final Sunday on How's Your Connection, Mark chapter 9, and we'll begin reading here in just a moment in verse number 14. Mark chapter 9 and beginning in verse number 14. The Bible says, "And when He came to His disciples, He saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they had beheld Him, were greatly amazed and running to Him and saluted Him. And He asked the scribes, 'What question ye with Him?' And one of the multitude answered and said, 'Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and walloweth foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirits cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was of one dead, so much that they said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And he was come into the house. His disciples asked him privily, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, This kind cometh forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
1 John 1:7 says, But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Clap their hands or shout, but you just remember that they are singing unto the Lord, not unto men, and I'm sure the Lord has no problem with you saying, thank you, Lord, thank you for those that are singing, praise the Lord, so don't feel bashful. You know, last week we talked about, and I shared a few things. I've got some jumper cords here because, you know, sometimes we need a good jump start, and I brought my wire brush because sometimes our connection with the Lord is corroded and needs to be cleaned up, and I brought a phone as well, and, you know, sometimes I think we forget that, you know, we walk around sometimes, and I wonder, I know we have direct access to God, and this is not a cell phone, no power cord, so I'm just playing, but sometimes I wonder, sometimes people are just playing when they're talking to God. Now, the power source is there. We used the Energizer Bunny last week. The commercial is not about the bunny. It's about the battery, the power source. And the power source, this phone is not going to do me any good here without a cord. I'm just talking. I'm just playing. But sometimes I think Christians, when their communication with God, are really, in some aspects, are just playing. They're going through the motions. They're just doing some things that they think they're supposed to do or that they should do. Or they're in desperate need. I've tried everything else. I might as well talk to God now, where he should be the first stop. So again, you know, I asked this morning, how's your connection? How is your connection, relationship with your fellow believer, your church family? But most importantly, how is your connection with our Heavenly Father? Are we plugged in? Tonight, I'm going to have a little lesson tonight on no real outline, just kind of a talk. And a few points I'll share with you. I do have a handout. But the simple question, are you ready or are you overcharged? That's tonight. But this morning, how's your connection? See, again, power is available, but sometimes our connection is weak. I'm going to quickly go through a few passages of scripture that we looked at last week that ties in again today. Last week we looked at Romans 15, chapter 15 and verse number 13. And here the Bible refers to our power is through the power of the Holy Ghost. And then Ephesians 1, 19 and 20. And what is the extending greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians chapter 2, 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. 1 Peter chapter 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. See, it's important to have the right power source. It's important to go to our Heavenly Father first, not last, because nothing else has worked. He is our power source. As a boy growing up, and Michelle has some of the same leisure, I think I can count on one hand, and mom and dad has been married probably 60 years. Count on one hand how many times mom has pumped gas in her car. Now, dad thinks she's just trying to wean it. But we all know that dad goes in and has to fill it up or she will run it out of gas. I don't know if she realizes the power source is just not the key. And now she's gotten past the key. Now it's just the fob. Now she can just get in. Mama just gets in and pushes the button. It starts. And I think she thinks the same way. It just magically gets filled up the next day when she goes out to drive after it's been real low. But dad is the one that takes care of it. In our home, I'm the one that fills up the gas tanks the overwhelming majority of the time. That fuel is the power source that gets mama, that gets my sweet wife where she needs to go in that vehicle. But somebody has to provide that and fill that tank. But individual-wise, I can't fill your tank for you spiritually. I can't fill Michelle's tank for her. Daddy can't fill mama's tank for her. We have to fill our own tank. We have to have that relationship, that connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. See, there are three important questions to ask about our correction, a connection. Last week we looked at it, the thought is your connection corroded. And we looked at our scrub brush and we talked about a few things about cleaning up and what we need to do. Number two, this morning, I want us to look at the question is not only is your connection corroded, but is your connection secure? How secure, how tight are you to the source? See, once you're clean, once that corrode is at bay, and Lord willing, it will never become corroded. You'll keep short accounts. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We just have to ask. Keep clean. And then we need to make sure that we have to be secure. See, in order to get energy from the power source, the connection must be secure. And it must be tight. So you can't have a good you can have a good battery, but if the connection is loose, the power will not get through the way that it should. See, the connection must be tight or it must be secure. There can be no space separating the cable from the battery post. Tighten up, my friend, your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure that there's that close connection. Make sure you meet with him every single day. Make sure that relationship is secure. The book of Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, the Bible says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He says, hey, if you will come after me, come on. Come on, he's inviting us to have a relationship with him. He's inviting us to communicate with him. In John 15 and verse 5, he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Dear friends, how close or how tight are you with Jesus? How's that connection? How is that power flowing? Before I met Miss Michelle, I had the big Batmobile, 1980 Oldsmobile Delta 88, with a big 454 engine in it. The speedometer went one way and the gas gauge went the other. And I can remember replacing the starter car about six times Brother Cleto, I did it so many times I could do it in the dark. I didn't even need a flashlight. And I kept figuring out, what in the world is going on? I've replaced it several times. I get down to Bible college, and then I've replaced it a few times around the parking lot. And the good thing is I go down with the old starter. They give me another one. It's still under warranty. And just taking my time. And then one day someone said, you know, instead of just keep replacing that starter, why don't you look at both ends real good and make sure you're getting a good connection? Maybe the connection is loosening up. It's not staying good and tight. And therefore, you're losing power, not getting all the power you need to get that starter to turn over and do what it needs to do. Long story short, yeah, I was having some problems. Not only some of the posts of the new starters I was getting, but also the nuts and bolts, because the unknown mechanic here, who's not much of a mechanic, I just didn't worry about all those extra parts in the box. I just used the old ones and put the starter back on. Didn't know any better. Dear friends, sometimes if we're not careful, we take the old sins that we ask the Lord to forgive us of and thinks everything is good if we ask them to forgive them, but they're still there in our life. They still keep causing the connection to be loose or separating us from the Lord. See, if there's sin in our life and things are disrupting us from having the right relationship with God, it's not going to grow. The power is not going to be there. The source is not going to be firing all the time. And dear friends, especially when we need it. Folks, I don't know about you. There's some days it's just wonderful. I mean, I get up out of bed and I'm excited, like on Sunday mornings. Now, Mondays is not always that way, especially when I was in Bible college. But that's a whole another game. They're a whole another story. But things, it's easy. Almost like you can just kind of coast through the day because I'm here with my church family. Everybody loves one another. They love me. And we have a wonderful time. But then there's other times where things are just a little bit harder. The devil throws things in. Things come up. Fires come up. Those old moles, whack-a-moles keep popping up that you've got to knock down. What helps us through those things is having that connection. No matter what takes place, no matter what happens in our life, we must always have time for Jesus. Always have time in the Word. Always have time in prayer. And then do our best to do all we can to be around other believers, especially among our church family, that encourage and edify and lift us up. Because it's so encouraging and it helps us with our walk. We must tighten up. We must not only stay clean, but we also need to make sure that we're tight and we're connected to the Lord and allow His power source. Is your connection corroded? Is your connection secure? And then thirdly, is your connection grounded? Boy, here's another big one. You must be clean, secure, and grounded. You must make sure that you have both cables connected along with a hot wire. There must be a ground cable. And if you ever try to jumpstart a car and ever realize if you don't get those things hooked up right and you don't find a good solid ground somewhere on that frame and get it connected up, you're not going to jumpstart that car. It's not going to do you any good because you've got to have a good ground along with power. And we as believers also need to be grounded well in our lives. And there's so many things that God provides for us to help us to be grounded. You know, there's some folks here in our congregation that every once in a while, you may not realize this, but in the year that we've been here, there's been a few times that you've given me a good jump start. You have, amen. I've been a little tired and things are going on, a little tired. Worried about my kids? Worried about the grandkids? Worried about the transition? Worried about what's all going on in this world? And you just kind of come along and just give me that little jump start of encouragement. And there's also some times that I really need the abrasive brush. And boy, sometimes it's hard to get into the Word, and the Lord starts rubbing like sandpaper on you and starts saying, hey, there's some things there you need to get rid of. There's some things I need to kind of rub off. And folks, that's all part of being grounded in the Word, because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is what we need in our life. It is that mirror, that reflection that shows us. And that still time of the quiet of the morning or the day or the evening when you sit down and read the Word and there's no one else around and those tears begin to flow because the Spirit of God is either comforting you, convicting you, or reassuring you. Isn't it something how you can have tears of sorrow and tears of joy? You can have tears of sorrow, joy, excitement. I mean, there's so many ways that we shed emotionally share our tears. But how exciting it is to open up the Bible. And please don't take this wrong, but Old Faithful. I've got a Bible that I've had for a long time. It's the one that I love to read from most. And then I have another Bible that I do some study and preaching from. But the Bible that I really love, that I've had for so long, it's got those stains in it. It smells a little musty because it's been around for a long time. It has some, it might even have a few coffee stains in it where I'm drinking my coffee and something dripped to get a hold of my lip every once in a while. When I'm reading my Bible, it's just, I'm familiar with it because I want to be grounded in it. Do you have a Bible like that that you're grounded to? Do you have that relationship to the Lord where just I've got to be there? Because see, I don't know about you, but the Word of God gives me a wonderful jump start each and every day that I get into it. So it is my power source. It keeps me going. And sometimes it even rubs me the wrong way, but I've learned real quick. I can always turn around and rub the other direction. No, but I know that it's good for me. And I can say, thank you, Lord, for showing me either what I have not seen or what I've been fighting to address as He shows me over and over and over in His Word. He wants to communicate. And I know we've had a lot of fun with our phone last week and talking about the phone, but you know, we have a direct line with Him. The battery never goes dead. The signal never drops. You don't have to go around looking. Where's that connection? You ever done that? Huh? Come on now. Where's that connection? We never have to do that. No matter where we are, out of the middle of the desert, out in the middle of nowhere, there's always a connection with Him. All we have to do is speak. And He says, here I am. Here I am. Are we allowing Him to have that relationship with us? Are we doing all we can to have that type of relationship with Him? We must be clean and not corroded and secure, but we also must be grounded. Maybe your prayers don't seem to get through. It could be that you're not properly grounded. Maybe you're trying to sing praises, but your ground wire is loose. Maybe you're trying to worship your God, but the ground wire is loose. How do you get grounded? We've talked about this a little bit already. We get grounded by the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm going to get a little sidetracked, but you bear with me. Every Sunday morning, my alarm clock goes off at 5 o'clock. It doesn't have to, but I like to get ready. I like to get ready. In fact, before I go to bed on Saturday night, I go to, y'all bear with me, I'm not being sarcastic, I call my wife Princess often. I'll go by with Mrs. Pastor Princess and say, well, what are we wearing tomorrow? What are we wearing tomorrow? She always lays out my coat for me, my suit and my tie, whatever I'm wearing. Only thing she doesn't get is my shoes and my suspenders. She always lays out the belt, and I go back and get the suspenders. Hard to keep a belt on a funnel, amen? So here we are getting ready for church. Everything I'm focusing on Saturday night, early enough, make sure before I go to bed, coffee is prep made up. All I got to do go in the morning is push a button. My clothes are laid out. Everything is ready. My outline has been printed. My Bible, everything's folded up, laying right on top of my Bible. My tithe check was written out the day before. Everything is right there, and I still get up at 5. Because I get so excited. That alarm clock goes off on Sunday morning. It doesn't matter how bad my night was on Saturday, how well I haven't been feeling. I just, boom, I'm out of bed when that alarm goes off. I am ready to go because I can't wait to see what God's going to do today. I can't wait to see how the Lord's going to use me or how the Lord's going to use somebody else to encourage me. And by coming to church, it helps me in so many aspects to stay grounded. As I see other brothers and sisters in Christ excited about serving the Lord, seeing people come in early. I mean, even Miss Bridget gets here before I do these days. I mean, there I walk through the door, and I get in here just a little bit after 7. I get up early and piddle around a lot of house. I don't get to the church till about somewhere around 8:15. And I'll come in sometime, there's people that's already here, getting ready for church, getting ready to sing and practice for the choir or sing special music or just sitting there and having a time of fellowship. There's a cup of coffee brewing over in the fellowship hall. Why? Because people are excited and looking forward to the Lord's Day. Folks, if that won't get you excited, that won't encourage you to stay clean, to stay secure, and to stay grounded, I don't know what will. I get excited about the Lord's Day. And not just on Sunday. I enjoy Sunday night. I enjoy Wednesday night. But there's just something about that Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, that gets me all riled up, gets me all excited, and saying, Lord, I want you to use me. Here again, it says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Lord, we're going to hear the Word of God today. Brother Enoch's going to teach Sunday school. Miss Michelle's going to teach the ladies' class. We have some children here. We'll have some kids there for them as well. The choir's going to sing. It's going to be all about him in preparation for the preaching of the Word of God. Dear friends, you're grounded when you accept Christ as your personal Savior. That's when you first get grounded. But dear friends, we stay grounded when we stay tuned in the Lord and we are led by His Spirit. You're grounded when you stand on the Word of God. Ground yourself to the belief that in Christ we live, move, and have our being. In other words, it's all about Him. And it shouldn't be just on Sunday morning. It should be all about Him every single day. And I know we got to live, we got to work, we got to pay the bills. I understand, but it can still be about Him when we're doing other things, by doing those things in a godly manner, by looking for opportunities while we're doing those things to be a witness, a testimony, or a word of encouragement. Again, ground yourself to the promises of God. Ground yourself to the fact that He will never leave or forsake you. Never! Dear friends, we might drift, and we've given an illustration before about being right with God, and this is where God wants me. But we might drift a little bit, and we might get away, but the bottom line is He's never left. It's us that get away. It's us that have moved on occasion, and we need to make sure we're where God wants us to be. Ground yourself to the fact that He will never leave or forsake you. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter how wonderful it is, give Him the praise. No matter how bad it is, make sure we give Him the praise as well. You know, I get a little bit excited and encouraged. So excited might be a strong word. I get encouraged once in a while when I see the sincerity, when it's sincere, of an athlete giving praise to God over winning a game. But I don't see too many giving praise to God when they lose. Win or lose, hey, He's still on the throne. Win or lose, He's in control. Victory or no victory, hey, He's still on the throne. He has His reason. I'm going to regroup, but I'm just going to keep serving Him. Ground yourself not only and knowing that He will never leave you, but ground yourself to the fact that you are eternally secure. Boy, I may have to worry about my spiritual condition here on earth. I need to worry about that I'm tightened to Him and I'm having that relationship that I need to have with Him, but I don't have to worry about the relationship I need to have with Him when the trumpet sounds. I'm going up. I'm going with Him. God is taking care of that part. I need to take care of my part in staying close to Him that enough of me just might rub off. Most of you know we have three granddaughters here in the area, Ivy, Thea, and Jovi. Jovi has lived in Arizona her whole life, but she talks like this. I just can't figure it out why she talks like a Southern girl. She lives in Arizona. She's only 4 years old. It finally dawned on me one day. I went to the school and I picked her up from school. I go into the classroom and I meet her teacher. And her teacher is from East Tennessee. That's why she talks that way. She spends 8 hours with her every single day and several hours with Grands and Papa. What I'm saying is, things rub off on us. We pick up things when we're around other people. So we need to ask ourselves, when we're doing well and we're praising God, everything seems to be wonderful, we might want to look around and say, okay, I'm hanging out with the Lord, I'm in the Word, but who else has encouraged me, affected my life, and helping me to be more like Him? Because I need to be around them a little bit more and as often as I can. But then if we find ourselves drifting, we find ourselves in the air where we're not as close to God today as we were former days, we not only need to ask ourselves, if I'm in the Word, but who have I been running around with? My daddy used to ask me, boy, who you been hanging out with? You don't talk like this in my house. That's the way my dad, I mean, he just, boom, right to the point. You don't act that way. Who you been hanging out with? Who we hang out with, who we spend time with, it will rub off. It will get on us. And vice versa, as we encourage and challenge and mentor others. We have to be clean. We have to be grounded. We have to be secure in there as well. And we need to ask ourselves and be honest with ourselves, how am I doing? Ground yourself to the doctrines of the Bible. Don't just read the Word and check a box. Study the Word. Learn, hunger to read from the Word. Ground yourself in the inerrant Word of God. Folks, if there were some mistakes in this Bible, I wouldn't waste my time reading it. It is the inerrant Word of God. I can trust it. It's reliable. It's good for me. It helps me. I need to make sure that I understand the doctrines of the deity of Christ. I need to understand that salvation by grace through faith. I need to somewhat understand or grasp the idea, though I can't always explain it, the Trinity of God, the church, etc. Be faithful and active in your church. Ground yourself to your hope and glory that is in Christ Jesus. Ground yourself to the soon return of Christ. My friend, are you properly connected to his power? And if you're connected to him and you have that relationship to him, let me ask you, are you taking what he has taught you and trying to share and let it rub off with others? Are you taking the time to also spend time with other believers? As the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. How's our connection? How is our relationship? Not only how is our connection, I've given this example 100 times of being right here, because see, I want to be right out here. It's hard for me to be right with God when I'm not right with you and my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It's hard for me to be right with him when I'm not right with you, and vice versa. We should at times need to work on it. Sometimes we need to forbear and allow things to go, and other times we need to stand our ground in truth and in love. But the bottom line is, all that will help us if our connection is secure, grounded, and clean. Dear friends, there is nothing wrong with the power source. It's our connection that needs to be checked. So I'll ask this morning, Miss Marlene, if you'll make your way to the piano, how's your connection? Is there corrosion that needs to be cleaned? Is the connection loose where it's just not consistently every day? It's just kind of on that alternating power every other Sunday, every other day, every other week? Or is your connection not only clean and tight, but is it grounded? Is it grounded? Is it easily removed? Or is it secure and tied in? One more connection. Excuse me, one example. Called you up a little bit early, but you make yourself comfortable. Three summers ago, my grandson came to East Tennessee before we moved out here to Arizona to spend some time with Papa and Grams, and mostly to go fishing because we were a short walk from the river. Every morning he'd get up ready to go. Papa, let's go fishing. I said, Logan, we got work to do first. It's like, I'm going to spend time in the Word, have a cup of coffee, got a few things to do in the yard, and we'll go out fishing. Work first, play later. And we had some roots growing between our house and our neighbor's house for some pine trees. And we had an AC unit sitting there, too, that I'd be real careful with. And we spent a part of a couple of weeks every single day in that yard digging up roots. By the end of the summer, he said, Papa, I've had a better workout here with you than I would have ever got back home on the football team. But we were hammering, digging, picking. We did all we can to get those roots up. Some of those roots were so deep. I could not believe how far. Logan was convinced we're going to hit water eventually. I mean, they were down there. And I said all to say this, how seated and rooted are we in the Word? How deep and seated are we rooted in our relationship with the Lord and with other believers? How deep and rooted are we in our prayer life that digs in so that when the devil comes by, that he needs a pick, a shovel, and an axe to pry you loose? Because you're so deeply rooted. But the problem, there are just too many Christians walking around with little to no connection, talking to God, think they're talking to God, maybe at times casually reading the Word and just checking off a box, but there is no connection. There's no depth. There's no roots growing in because they haven't been secure and grounded, and they're not keeping clean. So how is your connection? Is it as tight as it should be, or is there room for improvement? Is it corroded, and maybe you need the Holy Spirit, and he's already been working on you today to get some things right and put them aside to keep you, that will allow you to keep continue getting in the Word? But most importantly, it's not just a corrosion and how tight it is, but how grounded and deep are you seated and secure in Christ and your relationship with him and others, that it really takes the devil a lot of time and effort and others to pry you loose because you're so deeply seated. Let's stand together for prayer. Father, you know the needs of our congregation today. Our church family and visitors are here with us. And we just pray the Spirit of God would have free reign among us in your midst this morning during this time of invitation. Father, I pray there's anyone here that doesn't know that they know that they know that they're saved. May today be their day of salvation. Maybe that Christian has been just kind of going through playing games, is really not grounded, they're really not secure, and in fact, they would probably say, I'm a bit corroded. May they find their way to an old-fashioned altar here, find their way to you in prayer, and get some things settled. Father, have your way, we ask, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, our pianist is playing. God has spoken to your heart, the altars are open. I'm happy to pray with you. You can pray alone, but...